Well, as we listen to this account of St. Luke on this journey that these two disciples are taking, they're heading back to Emmaus. And as you read in this here and you hear this in the gospel reading, when Jesus appears to the people, he always appears to them on either the first day of the week or the eighth day of the week. And we know that God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he asks us to rest. And so as we look at this and we hear that Jesus appears to them on the first day of the week, that means that it's the new day of creation. The fullness of creation was made in 6 days. Seventh day, he asked them to rest. And on the eighth day, Christ rises from the dead. The fullness, the newness of creation, of recreation, where Christ has given us that ability to become new again in this creation. He gave us and he woke up for us and he opened for us the floodgates of grace in heaven because of his life, death, and resurrection. And it just seems fitting that Emmaus, the town, is 7 miles away. So you look at these numbers, they're very biblical, and they have a reason for being there. So we look at this, the apostles, these disciples, what happened to them? They were downcast. They were upset that it happened to Jesus. They put all their hope into Jesus, and what happens? He was crucified. So these disciples were leaving Jerusalem, and they were pretty much leaving the church because their hope in Jesus Christ was let down. They thought he was going to be this prophet that was going to redeem Israel in the way they thought he was going to redeem Israel. And so Jesus appears to them without them knowing on that road to Emmaus. As they're journeying over there, Jesus comes in and he's among them. And we look at this whole story of the journey to Emmaus. And as we're going to open it up and break it open tonight, we're going to see that what's happening on that road to Emmaus is happening here and now at Mass. What is happening there, that encounter they have with Jesus, is happening here and now. And everything that's happening on that trip is what's foretold in the Mass. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in your midst. Jesus was among them. He was among them, and he is among us now as we gather together in church. And as he was walking among them, they didn't recognize him. Why? Because of their lack of faith. They didn't recognize him. And many times, do we not recognize Christ in one another? That Christ is among us a lot and we don't recognize him? How often do we forget about Christ? So here we are, gathered together in church. And so Jesus is walking with them. And then he breaks open Scripture. He foretells them. He tells them Scripture spoke about Jesus Christ, talked about him. And that how Jesus is going to be the fulfillment of all scriptures. And what did the disciples say? Were not our hearts burning within us when we are hearing this? Were not our hearts burning? Now today, how many of us, when we heard scriptures, the scripture today, were our hearts burning or were we zoned out? How many of us were zoned out today? I mean, if I were to ask you what the first reading was, what book it came from, how many would you be able to tell me which book it was from? The first reading. And how about the second reading? Okay, so we zone out, don't we? And we need to really listen to the scriptures because the scriptures should be burning within our hearts. This is the living word of God. God has something very special for each and every one of us in sacred scripture. And you've heard me say this before, that we should come to Mass already having read the scripture passages that we're going to hear tonight. So that way when we come in, you're not fully zoned out. You can say, hey, wait, I read that. Oh, yeah, I get that. That's right. That comes from the Acts of the Apostles. And that comes from the chapter of this. And so what you want to do is come into Mass. So scriptures, were not our hearts burning within us as we heard the scriptures, as he explained the scriptures about him. And then the beautiful thing about this is Jesus was preparing them for an even deeper encounter with him. As he was planning on going forward, and they invited him into his house, into their house. And as they invited him into their house, he broke the bread, and they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. That's what we're doing today. We're going to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. There's going to be a miracle that takes place here and now, today. where Jesus Christ is going to come down. He's going to transform ordinary bread and ordinary wine into his body and his blood. And this whole journey that these two apostles were taking, these two disciples to Emmaus, is our journey. It's our journey here on earth. We are sojourns here on earth, as we heard in the second reading. We're sojourns on earth, and we're going towards heaven. That's our ultimate goal in life. But we can journey with or without Christ. We can allow him to stay with us, as those two disciples finally did, to open your doors to Christ, to allow him to dwell within you, so that way he could be part of your life or not. So in order to be with Christ, allow to work with him, to journey with Christ in our lives, what do we need to do? We need to be men and women of prayer. That's first and foremost the most important thing that we can do. And what is prayer? Prayer in the catechism talks about it's a relationship. Many times what happens is we fall into reciting prayers, right? I mean, the rosary is great. I'm not saying do not pray the rosary. The rosary is excellent. It's a great meditation. As long as we meditate on the rosary, we meditate on the mysteries of God. But sometimes we have all these rote prayers. You know, when we go to bed, before going to bed, you know, oh yeah, Father, I pray the Our Father every night and Hail Mary every night before going to bed. And a lot of times the Our Father and Hail Mary, we go like this. Our Father, whenever I love thy name, like even come thy will be done on earth. We just pray it so fast, and then we get to the bed, right? And we're not thinking of what we're praying. Prayer is a dialogue. Prayer is a relationship. Prayer is having that deep relationship with God and coming to know who God is, to come to know who his son is, Jesus Christ. That's what prayer is. And so we need to pray, and we need to learn about our faith. And learning about our faith is knowing what God wants of us in our lives. And in order for us to know what God wants of us in our lives, we need to come to know who God is. We need to come to know who Jesus Christ is. And this is the beautiful thing about the Bible and about our faith, that God reveals himself to us. He reveals who he is. He reveals how he wants us to live our lives. And he reveals how he wants to be worshiped. And that's a beautiful thing, because our faith is not this great, it's a mystery, but not that great of a mystery, because it's been revealed to us. And so what our prayer should be is learning about Christ, learning about his way of life, if we really want to thrive, because God created us, knows what's best for us, knows what makes us tick, knows what harms us. Many of the things that we have in our world, I can go through all these vices that we have. All the vices, if we go through each one of them, you know what it is. They're the things that suck the money out of your wallet. That's what these vices do. They know about that. They know vices do that, and that's why there's multi-million dollar industries. So we look into those things into our own lives and see, what is it that's keeping me from coming closer to Christ? What are some of the things that are blocking me, my vision of who God is in my life, the false visions of who I think Christ is? And let us reflect in that. And a good thing for us to do are three things, three R's. We read about Christ, so we read, we reflect on it, and we react. Read, reflect, react. All right, I'm not going to have you guys repeat that, but read, reflect, react, okay? And that's important. We read about Christ. We read about our faith. We read about this journey and other people who have made this journey before us and have been successful, and we call them the saints, as we just had the canonization of John Paul II and John the 23rd. We reflect on how these were men of God, and we reflect on how there are women of God, and they live their lives. So we read, we reflect on that in our own lives. How do we apply this in our lives, and how do we live it? Read, reflect, and what's the other one? React. Thank you. Okay? So read, you were listening. Read, reflect, and react. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to reflect now as we prepare to celebrate and receive Christ in the Eucharist. As we receive him, let's ask him, what is it that one thing that I really need to do to work on, one obstacle in my life that's keeping me from coming ever closer to you, Jesus Christ?